Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's no I in team, but there's definitely one in Sammy Davis Jr. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, I get it, because of his eye. I understand it now. Okay, I understand. He had one eye, I believe. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. By the way, thank you to PugFugly8He4 for that catchphrase submission. Not the number four, not the number eight, but PugFugly8He4. He four, not 84 either, but 8He4. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. And boy, we have a packed show today. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. Coming up a little later, we will have a culinary expert. Well, that's good to know. During the pandemic, we can learn how to make things and I guess I don't know what else a culinary expert would be doing, but other than teaching us how to make things. We also have a bus accident survivor. Oh, God, that sounds harrowing. Okay, a bus accident survivor will be coming up a little later on the show. But before we get to them, we want to get to our guest of honor, as we call it. Does that sound flattering to you, Mary Lynn?
To me.
Oh, to you. Yes, you are the guest of honor that I'm referring to.
It sounds like maid of honor.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with, but that
also...
Have
you ever been a maid of honor? That just leads me to the question.
No, thank you for asking, and it sounds like
a lot
of...
No, thank you for asking?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you for asking.
Thank you.
No, but have you been a maid of honor, and to whom and to when?
You could have asked me at your wedding to be your maid of honor.
I could have.
I've been looking for a way to bring this up.
Well, the person that I'm in my current situation with, that I like to call it.
Your current maid of honor?
No, the person I'm currently married to.
That lady?
Yes. She had a matron of honor, so I should have had you as my maid of honor. That would have been amazing.
Or like queen of honor.
Okay, now we're getting a little too...
Magical fairy.
Sounds like you want to be the center of attention, essentially.
No. You know what? I resent that you took it there. The word maid, that's all. Let's start from scratch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I, you know, maid, especially with the connotation of old maid, like in It's a Wonderful Life, when that's the worst thing that could ever happen to someone. He sees the woman he gets married to in reality, but in the alternate reality, he's like, "You're an old maid." Oh!
Okay,
the worst thing that
now
can happen to a woman is to not be married.
I'm back in.
You're back in. So you like being called a maid?
Yeah, because then it's the opposite. Then you see me and you're like, what?
"Oh,
she's amazing,
wow, incredible." I guess we'll never get the answer as to whether you were ever maid of honor, but I do want to hype up some of your credits. You know her from the television program 24, which occurred in all 24 hours of one day per season. You can watch the entire show in 7 days, the entire, what was it, 7 seasons, 8 seasons? You can watch it in approximately a week, much like God who created the world in 7 days. You also know her from that that one Harrison Ford movie that she was in with him, and he gave her an award for Newcomer of the Year, as I recall.
Why do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I was just like, wow, I know a Newcomer of the Year. And she has a...
Why did you know that?
She has a stand-up comedy special coming out on February 2 next week called Live at the Pandemic, and that is on Vimeo. People can get it. Please welcome to back to the show, I should say, my old friend Mary Lynn Ricegub. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It is purely, purely my pleasure.
That Harrison Ford thing is real.
Do you still have the what exactly was it?
No.
And who created that award and why did you receive it?
I don't know.
It felt good, right?
Oh my gosh, it felt great. I don't mean to
good old Harry
it.
Ford handing you a big trophy.
The best. I think it was a magazine, and I am embarrassed that I don't remember what it was. But it was a big deal because they got
I bet it was like Premiere Magazine or Entertainment Weekly or something created
something like that.
Were you the only recipient of it, or did they continue for another couple of years before it fizzled out and print was dead?
It was quite a few years ago, so I imagine I wasn't the only recipient, but as far as I know, I was, you know.
Yeah, you could be the reigning newcomer of the year. You could be the reigning cucumber of the year.
Yes.
Have you ever won something to be the cucumber of the year?
No, not until just now.
Too bad.
Cucumbers.
But what was that movie called? It was called The Perilous Infliction, wasn't it?
So close. Firewall. That
Firewall.
Movie?
That's right. Okay. I was so close. Firewall. That was all about computers. And didn't you get that because you were on 24 and you played the person? I don't recall your name in 24 any longer. There's only so much room in the old noggin.
Yes.
But you were the person who tippy tapped on a computer and told Jack Bauer where to go. Know his name. You told him, like, turn left, turn right, and Jack...
Toggle this, toggle that.
All of the nukes are about to go off and all that kind of stuff.
The virus.
Chloe, you were Chloe.
See, look at you.
C stands for Chloe. That's good enough for me. And what was your last name, though? Bauer?
That was his last name.
Sure, but it could have been yours as well. Haven't you ever known anyone with the same last name? I mean, obviously, maybe you haven't. But.
Wow. You went too far, too fast with that. No, that would be confusing for a show. Fictional characters, they need to have different last names.
Why they need to have different, you know, first names as well.
I'd be funny for the writer to just be like, no, they just have the same last name. They're not related. They're not married. That's just...
I did write a play when I was 20 where the two main characters' names were Lisa and we had to call them Lisa 1 and Lisa 2.
I knew it.
Just because I had taken a writing class and they were like, always make your names of all the characters distinctive enough so no one ever confuses them, which I thought was a rule that was made to be broken.
You're the rule breaker. That's what.
Well, speaking of rules that were made to be broken, that Jack Bauer, it seems like he was a wild card who played by his own rules.
But he was always fighting for good. You know, there's good. There's, I don't know if you know that, but there's.
What if we found out that Jack Bauer, like everything he was fighting to do, much like when you watch Rambo 3 and you realize that all of the people Rambo 3 is helping turned out to be Al-Qaeda? What if Jack Bauer was that too, where like everything he ended up doing basically created an insurgency here in the U.S. and he was responsible?
I think he's responsible for what's happening right now in the U.S.
Could be. I wish I'd like to see that 24 season.
That's what we're going to find out.
Basically, he's working on storming the Capitol and breaking
some
windows.
And not Jack Bauer, but Kiefer Sutherland is responsible for what happened. Yeah.
First, he dives on a Christmas tree, and about a week later, he decides to storm the Capitol.
He was actually on a tour the day before, hiding behind a tree, and he's video unearthed of him telling them toggle left to find Pelosi's desk.
Do you remember that when he dove into the Christmas tree? Like he tackled it and he.
Do I remember that? Do I remember the time he was at a Golden Globe party and like headbutted somebody and then you know who had to be up at 6 a.m. with a little thing in her ear? Not to be in your face with this, but I did a, what do you call that? Like affiliates all over the country to promote.
Right.
And I woke up and I didn't know that he had done this. And I just had like, hey, good morning in my ear. And every one of them was like, how about that Kiefer last night knocking somebody out? And I'm like, oh, he isn't that Yes, a good, like I had to spin it in the moment as I was hearing the information and make it sound like, well, he's a hero in real life. I'm sure he was defending someone's honor.
Sure.
Watch the show this Monday night. Don't miss it. Yes, I would do anything for him. No, you're right. They should change that DUI law. They should change that. He's in the right. Always. I always have his back.
He's the most like his character, and you are the least like your character. Is that true?
I'm sorry. What are you saying, Scott?
Well, I just have never known you. I've known you for a long time. Mary Lynn, I believe I've talked about this on previous episodes. I don't believe I would have gotten into comedy if not for Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn, you were doing a show at the Comedy Store
Years passed that we can talk about it again. You know what I mean?
Sure. That's how we want to remind people you were on the show a number of years ago, but you were doing a show at the Belly Room at the Comedy Store, and you with CJ Arabia, the two of you were doing a show called Windows 95, as I recall, because it was 1995, and you kept the name Windows 95 for several years after. And you invited me to do a bid on your show out of the blue without ever having met me, just through a mutual friend. And yes. I had never done comedy before, and you enjoyed
it.
You'd never done it before? I'd never done it before.
Are you not being dramatic? You're not rewriting history here?
No, I'd never done it before, and I did it on your show.
So you were a theater major?
I was a theater guy, yeah.
Okay.
I went to theater school. And I moved here, and my good friend that I had done theater up in San Francisco or Sacramento with, she was Karen Kilgariff's roommate.
Yes.
And I showed her a play I wrote. And she said, I hate it.
The Lisa's 1 and 2. That
it wasn't. It wasn't that particular. That was a better one, I think. But I showed her a play. She said, I hate it.
This guy, all
I don't like your writing, but you're really funny. Maybe you should do comedy. And she referred me to you. And you said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And you let me do it. And then 2 weeks later, you said, hey, do you want to come back? And I just started doing it regularly. All thanks to you. I've known you for my entire comedy life.
I like how in your version of the story, I was like a gatekeeper of the open mic in the Belly Room. And now
you sort of were
years later, I'm still trying to get spots at the Comedy Store. Things come full circle. No,
yeah. You're telling me
guys. No, that was
you were in charge of a great show that had people like, you know, Bob Odenkirk and Paul F. Tompkins and Sarah Silverman and all sorts of great people that have gone on to acclaim. And then me, I have a podcast. But I thank you for that, and I have always said that my relative success in comedy is due to you, and I appreciate you, and of course we want to give back to you, and that is why I will pay for one viewing of your special.
You will?
Sure. I may watch it, I may not, but I'll
don't
pay for
laugh.
It.
Don't laugh. Don't like by the end of the sentence you were already laughing like you weren't going to do it. You wouldn't even give it 5 seconds that you might watch it.
Yeah, that's
true. Couldn't even let me
I mean, I'm just
dream.
Laughing because the idea of me renting a special is just ludicrous. But
it really is.
But
well,
we
who's
do
the gatekeeper now, Scott Aukerman? Who's the gatekeeper now?
Gatekeeper to me watching your special? Yeah, it's me. tell us about the special. You obviously we've been in quarantine for a year, and have you left or anything like that, or have you just been chilling with your family there in the house?
I moved during the quarantine.
What?
I downsized. I sold my house, took the cash, and went farther outside of LA to batten down. Buckle
Whoa,
up.
This yeah. is big news. Is this the house I went to a party at once?
No, that's. But please always remember me in that house. That's the house at the height of my TV money, and I bought a ridiculous house.
That was huge, as I recall.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Had a giant backyard.
Hashtag
you had
no
like
regrets, am I right?
You had a carnival in the backyard, if I'm remembering
this
correctly.
This woman, there was a cage that she used to keep birds in. There was a, there's a
she,
word
She let
that.
The birds go, or they all died?
I guess she took them with her. No, I remember now. She said, can you watch the birds for a few days when you move in before I pick them up?
Oh, okay. So there's a cage in your backyard, a giant yeah. cage with where birds resided.
And yes, there's a word for that. A cage, a large cage,
bird cage.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. There was also a tennis court on that property.
Oh, that's right. You were the first friend of mine who ever bought a giant house I believe, and you had a tennis court, and it was just like, whoa, check
this.
It
was so fun. And then I wasn't on TV anymore, and I was like, oh, I can't pay for this.
Did you use the tennis court ever, or?
Yeah, I used it. Other people used it. We had a really fun party where it was a bracket of, you'd go up against people.
I don't know, because all you said was, it's a bracket.
A sports and then you said, bracket. You know? Come on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sports bracket.
So people were competing in tennis against each other, and it was a sports bracket. I see.
Yeah, and then it was mandatory that you had to play, but it was like a cocktail party, so it made it wacky.
Well,
wacky that was, competitiveness, you know.
So then you down, and I'm fascinated with your real estate adventures. So then you downsized into a slightly smaller house, and now you've downsized even further. And we don't want to give away your location, but
that's what Hollywood does to you, Scott. That's what Hollywood does.
I'm looking at you right now, and you're in front of a gray wall, and it seems like you're in prison or a sanitarium. I'm not sure.
Look, this is my office. I'm working on it. I just moved in October. Next time you see me, it's going to be like a shadow box with seasonal items in it.
Okay. Cannot wait.
And I'll decorate it for every holiday. You wait and see.
So tell us about the special. You've been in Quar and you moved, but why put out a special during quarantine?
I was supposed to, I still am going to do a comedy album with 800 Pounder Gorilla. Do you know those guys?
I don't know
anyway,
them.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But
It does matter. It does matter. It matters.
Oh, it does
to me.
Matter.
Yeah. We'll. You know what? We'll do another podcast to decide if it matters or not. Okay. But that's not.
That's a great spinoff podcast. Does it matter with Mary Lynn Rice Cub and Scott Aukerman? And we fight about whether something matters or not. It's like Love It or List It, where we have I'm the guy who always thinks it matters. You're the guy who always thinks it doesn't matter, and we fight about it, and then we come to an agreement at the end.
Love It and List It, only second to Flip or Flop.
Love It and List It. No, you can't do that.
You gotta
choose.
You gotta make an opinion in order for people to want to listen to you. You can't just be like, you kind of like everything all the time. I had a bunch of material, and I've actually never done a special after all these years. And I kept trying
never,
to get the I, right I, situation.
I,
trying to
I
get
remember Mary Lynn Rice Cub, when I first got to know you, you were doing these incredible one-woman shows with where you would use transparencies and all sorts of visual aids. And I remember you were so avant-garde, and you were talking about being a waitress at the Hard Rock Cafe. And I remember one time I went to go see you out there in Santa Monica at the Power Light or something
you,
like
Scott.
That. And yes. There were all these celebrities in the audience. Ben Stiller was in the audience. And I was just like, whoa, she is really doing something here.
I never quit doing stand-up, but I was doing that thing where I would almost not doing it and then just do a storytelling show every once in a while. And then something in me, the comic in me, was it was like that thing of I never wrote a sketch packet and I never went on the road as a stand-up. So I still haven't written that sketch packet, but I went on the road a few years ago. So this special was me having all this material that I never, it's kind of a grab bag. So there's a few classics, but then there's a lot of stuff that's just happened during the pandemic. And it's my special way of telling a story. I talk about my neighbor and relationships during the pandemic and dating during the pandemic because I am divorced. I don't know if we talked about that.
I don't believe we've talked about that on nor off mic.
Ooh, full so of
that's
juicy
a,
things.
That's a little juicy tidbit.
That's hot goss. I did a Zoom show and we were trying to film it. And of course that didn't work because it's a Zoom show. So then we said, you know, my producing partner and I were like, I'm going to do this Monday, that show, recreate it. But I'm alone just for my cat and my dog, and then filmed it and put it out. And
are you getting reaction shots from your cat and dog?
No, because that's, you know, I don't
just
mean
cutting to them every once in a while,
the,
staring
the
at
the curtain
you.
On the technical aspect of it, the production of it. No, because once we did any cutaways, it looks like we're trying to do cutaways, and we didn't have those kind of skills. Then it
what
tries.
Aspect,
then it starts
what aspect
to look
ratio
like,
did you film in? But this is how long is this special? Is it around 60 minutes? 63,
yeah, it's around
65?
60 minutes. Yeah, and I'm really proud of it, and it's fun, and it's like. It's different. It And then I had Avery Pearson do a score behind me in lieu of a laugh track. And boy, that score really accentuates my strange way of talking.
Interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen a comedy special with like a film score underneath it. That's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, it was really fun. We just did the old, like, sent him the cut and then had him react to it musically.
Mm-hmm. Did he do it all in one take as he was watching it? Or
I believe so.
That's funny. Well, this is incredible. How do people get this special, and how do I pay for it and perhaps watch it?
Thank you for asking. MaryLynnMaryLynn.com. That's my website. I have a website.
MaryLynnMaryLynn.com.
I don't mean to brag, but...
Wow, it's did you use Squarespace for it, or just a few clicks of the mouse take you to wherever you wanted to be on that? Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
But MaryLynnMaryLynn.com, and starting on February 2nd, people can access this special and for an hour of their lives, lose themselves in the insanity that is Marilyn Rice Cub's brain. Seeing the world through her eyes, it's maybe not something I would want to do all week, but certainly
no,
for an
direction.
Hour.
Wrong direction for a promo.
Oh, okay. But for an hour, it's... No.
Say you want to stay there forever.
Okay. You'll be wishing at the end of an hour that you could be Marilyn Rice Cub and that you could take over her life.
Yes.
And become her and maybe swap brains with her.
Okay, too
and
far. Dial
suck
it back
out
in.
Her life essence no, 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 no. And put yours into her. What? No?
Dial it back. Less okay. of a...
It's a good special.
Up a little. A couple
it's
more
a great
words.
Special.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. We found it. All right. Great.
Thank you. Keep
it. All right. Well, Marilyn Rice Cub is here, returning to the program, one of our favorite guests and a wonderful human being, great comedian. But we do need to get to our next guest. Marilyn, have you been cooking during the pandemic, or do you order out all the time? Or a mixture of the two?
Yeah.
Those
you
are
know,
the three choices.
It's like
yeah.
I want to cook, and then I get too overzealous and I can't pull it off. So I'm really excited to talk to this culinary expert.
Okay, wonderful.
For
well,
some tips.
She is a culinary expert who people will recognize her by name, I would imagine, as several of her products are inside my well-stocked kitchen. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, please welcome Mrs. Dash.
Hello. Hello, Scott. Hello.
Hello. Hello so Mary. Good to meet you.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, it's wonderful to meet you as well. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. I'm being
pleasured. Really is. It's the pleasure awesome. Is all mine, or at least Marilyn and I share it at the very least.
Let's share pleasure. Oh.
Sure. 50-50
on
that? We
can all share pleasure. Why not?
I'll take
There's
51.
Enough pleasure to go around.
You're the majority stakeholder yeah. in the pleasure?
Yes. Of,
51%?
Of meeting Mrs. Dash, yes.
Okay.
Oh, guys, there's plenty of pleasure to be had, yes.
Are we about to start an orgy? What is happening right now?
Go, Scott. Enough. Enough.
All right. I'm
he always takes it there.
Ladies don't talk about that kind of stuff.
Thank you God you're it? Here, Mrs. Dash.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You just do it.
No talk.
We don't talk about it. We do it. We're all doing. No bark, just bite.
There is, as okay. as a wise, I don't know what to call him. I don't know what his race is, but he and
Yoda. Why does race matter? Why does race matter?
Yoda and Grogu are the only two that I've ever seen of this particular race. But he said, there is no try. There is only do or do not.
Yes, but I have to go back. Scott, why does race matter to you?
Well, I don't
so
know what to, I don't know what to call him. He's not
You're always talking about race on this.
He's not a person certainly. He's you ever seen that Grogu?
I don't know. Never seen a Grogu. No.
He's not a Grogu. He's Grogu is his name.
So there's no, never met Grogu. I have not.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
I spend too much time in the kitchen. I don't get out.
Oh,
much.
I see.
And I don't.
Well, let's circle back around to the kitchen. What do you say?
Let's
stop talking about race and issues of race and
yes, because you're so obsessed. Okay,
babe,
yeah.
Babe, I'm tired of sitting in the car.
Who's, okay, come on out. Come on out.
Is that
on
you? Is that that's the, are we hearing that?
Andre the Giant? No, that's my husband.
Why would
that's,
I think it's Andre the Giant?
I don't. You sounded like you were going to say Andre the Giant.
I certainly was.
All from that first syllable, I could gather you were going to say
I'm tired
Andre
of sitting
the
in the
giant.
Car. I'm tired of sitting in the car. I want to be on the radio.
Who is this?
Oh, what, my God. This is my husband. I'm trying to get out of this marriage. It is unhappy.
Unhappy? Uh-oh. Whoa. Yes. Two men, two women. Are we about to have an orgy in here?
Oh, my God.
Just the number of people leads you to believe? I was sort of led to believe it by what everyone was saying.
No, nobody's going to have... My husband, Peter.
Hold on, Mr. Dash, is that Peter Dash?
That's me, baby.
Anytime you see an equal number of men to women in any room, you assume there's going to be an orgy?
Any room I walk into a schoolhouse, and I see an equal number of boys and girls. I say, we want to have an orgy in here?
Boys and girls in a schoolhouse?
Wait, boys and girls?
Please clarify, this is at a PTA meeting.
This is when I was in school, I would say, every day when I walked into class.
God. All right.
Oh my God.
From first grade.
This is the first I'm learning about this, Scott. My husband, I guess, is a freak.
Well, he keeps it equal though. Just count, make sure there's like an even number of
Leave no child behind.
So how long have you guys been married, Peter Dash and Mrs. Dash?
Well, I say we've been married for 35 years. Peter will say we've been married for 40.
What's the discrepancy?
Well, because he didn't ask me. We were common law at a certain point, and he didn't want to ask. And so he said that counts, too. The minute he moved into my place. He doesn't come from much. He still doesn't have much.
Easy now.
But I'll let him tell his story. I have to say,
just moving into someone's apartment doesn't make you a common law. It's just your roommates.
Scott, shut up.
Listen.
Yeah, how do you get to be common law when you have that
common
orgy
law
with each other?
From what I understand, it's essentially you have to...
Time
there has to be
sex?
An agreement between the two people involved, where they say they're married even though they never got married. Like they say, hey, we're common law husband, or they tell everyone we're married but they're not.
Well, that's what Peter did. He told everybody we were married.
I told everybody we were married.
My
real name is Peter Dinklage. My real name is Peter Dinklage, and I took her name, and I'm
because of the famous Peter Dinklage.
Who?
A lot to unpack here.
Your own name?
My name is Peter Dinklage.
Wanted to take her name for what reason?
I took her
name. Because I wasn't going to become Martha Dinklage. That doesn't sound too becoming.
Mrs. Dash, were you resistant to him from the get-go? It sounds like maybe...
Repulsed by him from jump, if you will.
Okay.
Why?
Girl, what you talking about? I was looking good. I'll tell you how we met.
Tell him how we met.
So I was working at a Marriott. Marriott, keep it very hot. And I was working there. And
What were you doing, Mr. Dash, if you don't mind
me
asking?
I was setting up for events. I was event planning.
Is that a full-time job or just whenever event would roll around?
It was per diem. That's Latin for per day.
You got paid a per diem?
Did you get paid in crepe paper and tablecloths?
Yes, and I have to use those while I'm setting up. So I called it event planning, but it really was you know, set up and take down tables and things.
Sure.
And there was a seasonings convention.
He was a handyman. He was a handyman.
Okay.
A handyman at a hotel. Keep going.
And so I walk in. And I do a room count. You know how I do. And I said, oh, we about to have an orgy in here. And I got fired.
So it was even, because it's hard in events with hundreds of people, A, to get an accurate room count.
Yeah.
But for it to actually be even, you must have been very excited.
That day people kept coming in and going out because people had to use the restroom and such. So he kept losing count, having to start over. But it was towards the end of the event when he figured out the numbers.
Just suddenly the magic number came up, an even amount of men to women.
Yes,
you announced, are we about to have an orgy in here?
Okay, go ahead, babe.
And Mrs. Dash was on the stage, the the latter Mrs. Dash, because she wasn't Mrs. Dash yet. She was just Miss Dash at that time.
I was Martha Stewart, and I changed my name.
Wait, you changed your name too?
To Dash. Okay. Yeah, to Dash.
So we have Peter Dinklage and Martha Stewart.
Yes, originally, that's each of our maiden names.
Okay,
yeah.
So, go ahead, babe. So you see Martha Stewart up there on the stage. Were you giving a speech, a keynote speech of some sort, or
she was giving a keynote speech, and I immediately cut the mic to have a reason to go up there and talk to her.
Okay. Yep. So the mic went out.
Wow.
I was actually speaking on home decor And I didn't own a home at the time myself, but I liked to toy around and give people advice, and they'd pay me to do as much.
Real quick,
and
side so, note, yes, how would you decorate a large bird cage?
I would make a shadow box. I think a shadow box would be
in the cage.
What about a large blank gray wall?
Maybe some seeds on that.
Oh, so you're an opposite type of person.
Yeah. It's kind of subvert expectations, sure. Scott. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I was talking on home decor. I was no expert. Okay.
So this was a spice convention. And you were talking about home decor.
Yes, exactly.
Wait a second. Is this where you came up with the idea to be Mrs. Dash at the spice convention?
Well, he'll tell you the rest. Okay, Peter.
Seems like you're abdicating responsibility for this story. But go ahead.
It was a spice convention at the Marriott. Keep it very hot. And it was called People of the World, Spice Up Your Life. 1981.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, oh, so and the Spice talking, Girls
and again,
got it from there?
Yes, wow, this story.
Okay, never mind.
I know the Spice Girls.
Of course, I would imagine that Mrs. Spice Dash, you were probably there. Like maybe you were the sixth Spice Girl or something.
Yeah,
I know that. Well, there's more than six spices. There's paprika, oregano. you know the girl.
But there are only five Spice Girls, is what I'm saying.
Oh, but I don't. Are there? Because there's time. Now, what are you? When you say Spice Girls, what are you talking about?
Okay, I'm talking about the famous singing group.
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know the Spice Girls. You're just thinking.
We don't listen to secular music. We don't.
Are you religious?
Oregano.
Yes, we are both religious.
Well, babe, go ahead. Tell the rest of the story.
Okay, I'm happy. Finally.
Babe.
This is the first time this woman is seeing.
Babe, get out of the car. At least get out of the car.
Yeah, at least come out and up.
Where are you going?
I like just having the window
Mr.
down.
Mr. Dash, where are you going?
This is the first time he's seeing some value. Okay, now.
Okay.
So we're at the Marriott, Keep It Very Hot. People of the World, Spice Up Your Life, 1981. I cut the microphone because I want to run on stage and I want to talk to this woman. And I say, excuse me, miss, I don't mean to bother you, but since we're not about to have an orgy in here, can I move in with you?
Oh.
And I said, well, why isn't my microphone working? I said, first of all, I'm trying to
Yeah, you're
to
all
speak
business at this point. Yeah.
I'm all business. And I have on a suit, Scott. You would have loved my powder blue suit.
Oh.
It was, it was a gorgeous powder blue suit, skirt suit, if you will. Oh. And I had on stockings because a lady always wears stockings.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I necessarily need to know your entire outfit at night.
I enjoy knowing it, if you don't mind.
Well, this is why I have women on the show, so they can I can be informed as to what ladies like to hear on the show.
Oh, Scott, you like orgy.
Quick side question Scott? Again, Mrs. Dash.
Yeah,
your
please.
Stockings in the shoes, do you find that your toe slips too much?
Always slips, but then you can get some Dr. Scholl's foot pads.
Whoa.
And it'll keep
this
your
is
foot
really
from
instructive.
Sliding.
Inside.
You know, I actually wear stockings under my jeans, beloved.
I feel like I'm listening to Add to Cart on Lemonada Media.
I just felt loved and... Got some good information all in one. Yeah.
Do you know Dr. Scholl's, by the way? Is that why you're giving him a plug?
She was cheating on me with him.
Yep.
What was it? What was his original? Well, you fucked him.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
Only Mrs.
Dash. It sounds like you've been married common law since 1981.
In our shared home, she cheated on me with Dr. Scholl's.
What?
No.
In the bedroom where you sleep?
I was trying to prove a point. He was asleep. He was asleep.
I was asleep downstairs.
In the guest bedroom.
I was asleep downstairs, and she's upstairs getting it on with Dr. Scholl's medicine man.
Dr. Philip Scholl's medicine man.
What was his original name before he became Dr. Scholl's?
I guess just Philip.
Seymour Thomas?
Philip. Just Philip. Just Philip. I thought just Philip, but I don't, you know, I'm not familiar. Look, I rather focus on the happy times. Yes, I smashed Dr. Scholl's.
How was
but
it?
Everybody doesn't need to know.
On a scale of good, your Scott. On a scale of your feet feel good to you need to take a soak.
Let's just say the man made my toes curl.
Ridiculous.
And how did you feel about that when you found out?
Not good, Scott. Not good.
But,
I was downstairs
you stayed
asleep,
together.
And, huh?
We stayed together. Well, I was trying to prove a point. You see, from the stage at the Spice Convention where I was talking in Terre Decor, he said he wants to move in. And I said, fine, if you turn the mic back on, you can move into my home. That's fine. So he moved in that night. And so we got to know each other over the course of years, but we were getting to know each other while commonly married.
Okay.
And so, you know, at a point I said, look, a lady doesn't just have a man dwelling in a home. This was about 3 years in. And he says, well, I guess that means you're not a lady. Can you believe he said that to me?
I cannot believe you said that.
I said it, goddammit.
Whoa.
Yeah. He said, I guess that means you're not a lady. So I wanted to prove a point. I said, I'm going to get this ring, okay? I'm going to get a ring.
Okay.
And so I invited Dr. Scholes over. I told him my feet hurt, and then he blew my back out. But
wow.
That's for another time. Yeah,
that's for another time. Now, this is 1984, I'm presuming. So
1984.
Were you listening to George Michael on the radio, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go? Maybe Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
No, I don't listen to secular music. Is this Christian music?
You're getting your back blown out.
Yeah, wow.
Outside the confines of your common law marriage.
Sex is in the Bible.
But yet, no George Michael. Yeah.
A lot of begatting in the Bible.
So is the word ass.
Yes, it is.
True.
George Michael, not in the Bible. Go-Go, Wake Me Up, not in the Bible, because Jesus actually slept.
So if it's in the Bible, it's cool to do.
If it's in the Bible, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people having sex, the word ass.
30, people having sex with the word ass.
30 okay. pieces of silver. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute.
Frankincense, myrrh,
sure,
et cetera,
gold,
et cetera.
Yeah, everything.
Gold, why not?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the story of us, but he's just been...
Rivers of blood?
Rivers of blood,
pillars
what?
Of salt?
Locusts.
Let my people go? Yeah, of course.
Rivers of blood is a metaphor for big pools of tart cherry juice.
Okay.
Oh, so now he wants to say something. Okay, so he was supposed to help me with my business. When he took my name, he was supposed to help me with my business, but he tells me he doesn't know anything about cooking.
Nothing.
He didn't know anything about the kitchen, but now he's talking about rivers of blood. Tell us more, babe.
I will tell you more. God damn it. God damn it is in the Bible. God is in the Bible.
Yeah, but it says not to say it.
Who said that, God damn it?
God, I would presume.
Listen.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
I have value, too. That's all I'm saying. So I came here. I wanted to get out of the car and be on the radio with y'all and have an orgy, perhaps, with the because I want to tell y'all about my new business venture.
Okay, what do you do? I mean, you're a failed janitor, or not janitor, but a
handyman, failed handyman,
failed handyman who sabotaged the very venue you were working at one night.
I didn't fail. I chose to leave the Marriott, keep it very hot.
And come live with me. Come live with me.
Have you ever strayed outside the confines of your marriage like Mrs. Dash did?
Me?
Tell him.
Absolutely not. Never.
No. You've been.
Meaning yes. Not never. He said not never, meaning yes.
Okay. So a lot of times then?
Listen, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute.
What does that?
Okay.
He says that because he slept with the prostitute. He slept with the prostitute. I found them in our home.
No.
In our home. There has been a lot of sex outside of our marriage happening in our shared bed. So I was sleeping in the guest room and I got upstairs and he was sleeping with the prostitute. And I said, this woman is a prostitute. And he said, Mary Magdalene is a prostitute. So I couldn't say nothing back to that because he was right.
Was this before or after Dr. Scholes?
After I was, this it was revenge.
Revenge. Yeah.
It was revenge, and so then I had to do him one up, and I had to do him one
so
up.
So who
and
were
I
you with?
The Isley brothers. I fucked the Isley brothers.
The Isley brothers at the same time. How many were there? Two, three?
at least several. I can't remember.
So the extended family, not even the ones who were just were the singers.
Cousins?
Yeah, no, because all the cousins. Anybody.
So this is like Family Feud
Isley.
Rules, where anyone who had an attachment to the Isley family got in on that.
She also fucked Jasper Scott. I'm sure you'll get that.
What?
Isley Jasper Isley. Join the caravan of love. She joined the caravan.
I joined the caravan.
Of love.
And we can go on and on, but we're not here to talk about our extramarital affairs.
Quite honestly, I presumed you were here to talk about cooking tips. And
okay,
so,
let's go.
So to get all of this other information is quite surprising for me, but we almost have to take a break. Give us one cooking tip before I throw to a break here, since you are ostensibly here to talk about that.
Okay, well, this is a big one. If you've got any sense in this world and you're trying to make something good, put my spices on your meat. My spices belong on your...
Are we about to have an orgy?
I fucked the Pointer Sisters.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and then when he did that, I fucked the entire Congress. I fucked all of Congress.
You had Congress with Congress.
Congress.
Amazing. Yes, all right, well, look, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a bus accident survivor. That's we'll hear his harrowing tale. We will be right back with Mr. and Mrs. Dash and Mary Lynn Ricegub. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Mary Lynn Ricegub of newcomer fame, the reigning newcomer and cucumber.
That's here. Why you said cucumber.
Yes, because I accidentally said newcomer. Now. Okay, so it's taken you a good half an hour to understand why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you wouldn't listen to this back, so I'm glad that we're finally on the same page.
How do you know that about me?
I don't know. Well, maybe we all watch your special and you listen to this podcast at the same time, and we'll check in with each other and text each other. What do you say? That'll be fun. Yeah. I'd love to start a text chain with you.
Okay.
I want in on it.
All right. Sounds like you wouldn't love that. Well, okay. Peter Dash is here as well. Peter Dash, Nay Dinklage. We also have Martha Dash.
Bullshit, Scott, that you would introduce my deadbeat husband.
Well, he started talking. He interrupted us.
After returning.
She's getting more angry.
And that's what he does. I'm pissed, Mary. I'm pissed.
You obviously have higher status.
I hear hurt in your voice as well.
You have higher status because you are the regularly scheduled guest, and normally I would have introduced you, but he interrupted us, and I wanted to instruct people as to why they were hearing a different voice.
I see what you're saying. You don't want him taking up your time anymore.
I don't. He's been taking up my time since we was on that stage at the Spice
Did
Convention.
You ever finish your speech?
No, because nobody, you know, and people actually demanded their money back.
Yeah, people weren't there at a Spice Convention to hear you talk about interior decor.
Exactly. Well, you know, I helped you.
Oh, please, Peter, you haven't done anything for me. But anyway, again, I do want to just offer another cooking tip if we can.
Oh, sure, yeah, before we get to our next guest, let's hear another cooking tip. And please don't make it just to buy your own products, but go ahead.
Okay, for sure. So, you know, if you're feeling really froggy in the kitchen, I think you need to put my spices on your fish. All right. Yeah, okay. That's it.
All right. All right. So your tips, your cooking tips are essentially just buy everything that you make and put it on food.
Well, food if you're Christian and other pieces of you if you're not.
Okay. Yes. All right. Interesting.
You can buy my spice too. I make spice.
Oh my God.
What do you make?
I make salt.
Salt.
He's been in competition with Morton's and he's failed. It's a failed business.
Wait a minute. Did you have sex with Morton too?
I fucked Morton, yes. I fucked Morton. We did meet at a Spice Convention after the one where Peter cut me off. So I did fuck Morton.
Okay.
Did Morton bring an umbrella?
Morton did bring it up, but he brought more than an umbrella. Oh. He didn't bring the girl.
Yeah, what did it look like when he unfolded that umbrella?
That's a child.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's just say it was a grower, not a shower. Yeah, that umbrella,
wow.
If you will.
Wow. Okay.
You know, when people say, let's just say, usually they sort of try to hide it a little bit, but then you just basically said that his penis is a grower and not a shower.
Let's just say it was a big penis.
Okay, great. Okay.
And I was in the same hotel room in the other bed, sleep.
you're just sleeping while this happens in the same room all the time?
Well, listen, this was at a point when I was trying to save our marriage. I asked him I said we should go on a nice romantic getaway. And he said, why? That's too expensive. Let's go somewhere where we can get a discount at Marriott. What did he say? Marriott, very hot.
Marriott, keep it very hot.
Right.
Yeah, so Marriott.
Even though you hadn't worked there in a number of years, you still got the employee discount?
I signed a contract.
Really?
Oh my.
That's the one perk that you kept?
Yep.
Yeah.
2% then, you know, discount at every Marriott in New Orleans.
I keep trying to tell him 2% off is not a steal. It's not a steal.
I mean, with milk, it's great.
Yeah.
No, if it's 2% milk, sure. But why wouldn't you just go almond or oat at that point?
That's true.
So, that's a good point, anyway, Mrs. Dash.
I know that's what I'm great in the kitchen, if you will. So anyway, he insisted we get two double beds. And I said, okay, fine. We'll go to your stinky hotel and we'll get two double beds. But guess what? I'm still going to be fucking. And so I reached out to Morton and he gave it to me good while he was asleep, while Peter was asleep.
And I couldn't even hear it because my CPAP machine was too loud.
Oh, jeez, you have a CPAP machine.
And I made it myself. I am industrious. I made it myself. I took an old lawnmower. Air conditioner filter and a mask that everybody is wearing now, but who'd they see wear first? Oh, Peter Dash, Nay Dinklage.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's very.
It's regulating the air for you.
Yeah,
it's like, I guess, a pressure of a.
Yes, and it's pumping gasoline into my lungs, making them stronger.
Okay. Great.
Well, you guys have a very odd relationship, I have to say, but it sounds like it's working, although even though Mrs. Dash said that you weren't happy at the very top of your interview. But, you know, we do have to get to our next guest and see if he's happy or not. I would presume he is because he survived a bus accident, which is I can think of no worse way to go. Mary Lynn, can you think of any way you'd less rather die than being hit by a bus? I mean, that just sounds terrible.
Running into the back of the bus on a motorcycle while on acid.
Okay. All right. You got me there. But he is a bus accident survivor. Let's welcome him to the show. Please welcome Bud Frakely.
Hey, Scott. Hey, thanks so much. And I know you're reading that on your little card that I survived a bus accident. But I try not to let that define me, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I...
There's a lot of other sides to me other than the bus accident.
That's what my producer wrote down, probably because I think that sounds like the interesting part of your life, of interest to our listeners.
It certainly is. It's a wild thing, but I survived. I got through it, but there are other parts of me. I'm a businessman. I'm a movie critic. I've got a lot of other parts of myself.
You ever Firewall?
Have I seen Firewall? Oh, yeah.
And would you care to criticize it right now?
You know, I didn't mind Firewall. There were no buses in it. There wasn't even a lot of driving. So it was a nice surprise.
From what I understand,
Mary Lynn
was just right there by the computer most of the time trying to break through those firewalls.
That is not true. I was the assistant. I didn't get to do any computer things. I had crazy hair. Now, are you saying, Bud, is that his name?
Bud? Yeah, Bud Frankly, of course, yes.
That you would be triggered by buses if you saw them. But in the movie Firewall, there is violence and his family is abducted and they steal Harrison Ford's identity. Paul Bettany does.
All that's okay with you, though?
Yeah, that doesn't trigger you?
No, the bus stuff doesn't define who I am. I'm more than that. The driving in the movie did make me uncomfortable.
Okay.
And even the idea of busting through a firewall kind
that
of
has
feels
bus
like,
right there in, in the phrase.
Wow, even the word.
Yeah, so did you're put off by driving? Did you drive into the bus or were you hit as a pedestrian?
I was hit as
a
pedestrian.
If you don't mind me talking about it.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I was walking around. I was a day trader and I got just run over in the middle of Wall Street by a Bolt bus. And
were you in the middle of making a big trade?
I was making a huge trade.
Wow.
What were you trading?
I was trading a Quaker Oats.
Whoa.
I was in the middle of buying Quaker Oats. And
how many shares?
I was buying 1,500 shares of Quaker Oats.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
a huge deal.
That's
a huge trade.
Mm-hmm. It was enormous. It would have defined me. It would have made me a legend on the floor. And I just got run over flat as a pancake.
So you were in the middle of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And you said a boat bus ran into you? Did you say Bolt or Boat?
Bolt, B-O-L-T.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was like one of those boat buses you see in Seattle, you know, the kind that like drive around the city and then go into the water.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah. I've been hit by an amphibious bus as well.
What? Really?
Uh-huh. And
where?
That was also right around Wall Street. It was just icing on the cake. I survived one bus accident. And again, who would have thought an amphibious bus, which are very uncommon in New York City.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen one in there. What are they going to the East River?
I had not either myself.
Yeah.
But again, there's other sides of me. I thought we could give you a rundown of my favorite Tarantino movies or.
I get it. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Pulp Fiction. I'm pretty sure I understand.
Actually, Pulp Fiction is low on my list.
Oh, okay.
Is there a bus in there?
One of the characters gets run over by a car.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis. Yeah, you don't even know his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
movie critic. But okay.
I think his name's Bud.
What about the movie Speed?
Speed? Oh no, that movie's ridiculous.
Ridiculous in what way?
It's unrealistic.
How though? Please don't make me ask again.
Well, as someone who has survived multiple bus accidents,
more than two?
Yeah. I've survived five bus accidents.
Five.
And then, yeah. And
were you making a trade every time for each?
I was usually trading.
Okay.
Beloved, I must ask, have you considered wearing stockings under your clothing to keep you from being hit by the bus?
I've tried. I've read that on the internet to try stockings to avoid bus accidents. And I tried for months.
I think in the movie It Happened One Night, which you would know as a film critic, the woman, the star of the movie, I can't recall her name, but she pulls up her dress and shows her stockings and makes a car stop. So maybe that would make a bus stop as well.
Scott, you seem to be wielding my film criticism at me as a weapon as though I don't know films well enough to be a critic. Yes, I am an amateur critic. Yes, I submit my criticisms to Rotten Tomatoes, and they are rejected. And I make my living as a businessman, okay? I don't trade anymore. I am the CEO of a mattress and sheet manufacturing company.
Oh. For orgies.
Well, for sometimes, yes, they are non-absorbent mattresses, sheets, pillows.
Non-absorbent.
For individuals and couples who are into piss play or just excessive oil use.
Wow. So they're expressly made for this?
Yeah. Well, I see you guys giggling and laughing, but after you get slammed by a bus and break every bone in your body, it loosens you up about that kind of stuff. And sure, some people need that outlet, and I provide them a source for that.
Okay, so even the tiny bones in your ear were broken?
That's right. They got it the worst of all.
Oh, God.
The tinier the bone, the worse the fracture somehow. The doctors have never seen anything like it.
Oh, that sounds terrible. What about, your main bone, if you know what I mean?
Or my penis, guys?
Let's just say your penis.
Let's just say your penis. Let's just say your dick. Mm-hmm. If you will. Your dick, if you will.
My penis got pulverized, guys. It's is actually no bone, believe it or not.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. When you get an erection, everyone thinks that there's like a giant, like almost skeleton finger in it that makes it hard. But it's not a bone. It actually fills up with blood. And did you find that
and
out?
Seasonings.
And seasonings, of course. Did you find that out the hard way?
I did. I assumed it was a bone. I've trick-or-treated just like everybody else, and I've seen the costumes, and I've seen, the little tailbone. I thought that expanded.
Oh, no.
Not true, but yet I still suffered a pulverized penis.
Did you have an erection when the bus slammed into you?
I was hard as a rock that first time doing that Quaker Oats trade.
And so when the bus slammed into you, I would imagine just blood everywhere.
Oh, it was a mess. Yeah. It was a lot of water.
Yeah. Well, our bodies are made, I think 73% of them are made up of water or something like that.
And you really can't cook anything without water. So
or salt.
That's something that, okay. All right.
And
lots of my seasonings don't have salt in them. So lots of mine don't.
My penis is a real bone. And it calls people to their deaths like this.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what just happened?
I've never slept with him for that reason.
You've never? Okay, see, this is probably why your marriage is failing and why you're looking outside your marriage so often.
Sex won't save a marriage. That's in the Bible.
But I feel like I walked into some perverted stuff. What, did I interrupt an orgy or something?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not an orgy because now we have three men.
Yeah, it won't work now.
It's peculiar that he would say it's perverted when he makes sheets strictly for the use of fucking people who are into piss play and oils, excessive oils. That's interesting. Mm. And excuse my French. I didn't mean to say fucking, because that's when it starts to cross a line.
Right.
I can say different tenses. I can say fuck or fuck.
Any response to that there, Bud Frakely?
Hey, you know what? Apologies.
I'll accept it.
And you know what? And this is kind of what I came
Wait,
on here
were
to
you
say.
Asking for one or you were giving one?
I was given one. Oh, and on a larger sense, I thought this would be a great place.
That would
to
be funny, Mary, if someone said, hey, apologies, and then expected people to give them.
Apologies.
I said apologies.
Every Come one on. Of you.
Yeah. My workforce has asked for an apology, and I guess it's a good time to do that. You guys might have heard. I guess you didn't know about my business, but yeah. I have been accused of ushering in a bit of a toxic environment there, and I would like to say I'm sorry for being a tough boss and bullying some of my employees.
What do you mean? I hadn't heard any of the. I guess I haven't read this in any newspaper or anything. But your business
you don't
has been
subscribed to any of the sheet mattress magazines?
Not per se, no. I mean, not since they stopped giving Newcomer of the Year back 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was messed up. Why did they stop? I guess they just started giving too many, just the same. You can't have the same newcomer twice.
Well, I mean, it's right there in the title, Newcomer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should just switch over to Oldcomers.
Yeah, keep it going. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was the story of the magazine that my sheet company was just it not the place to work from, and I was a big jerk. But, I mean, you guys know me. You guys have been around. This is the real me. I'm not hiding anything. And maybe it's the fact that I got run over by a bus just makes me a little bit more passionate about mattresses, sheets, pillows.
Okay, but what were you doing to the employees?
Yeah,
I mean, well, I mean, right now you say we know you and we know you're cool. I don't really know. I've talked to you for about 10 minutes.
You guys know I'm cool as
point.
Hell.
And like, okay, your bus accident made you more passionate, mm-hmm. but then also you're in trouble at your business. Did you have to get all new employees? Did you have to start over? Did you go through some personal changes to not be a bully anymore?
There's a lot of questions, but I think you can remember them all and answer.
Right.
Order.
Yeah. I can remember all of those. Yes. Most of my employees walked out and they said they tried to get other people not to join my workforce. They accused me of giving them long hours, not letting them take breaks. But I know life is short.
Well, I mean, they don't need breaks because they can just shit on the mattresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
Break right out of there.
And you guys know me. You guys know I'm the coolest guy around. I'm not a jerk, you know?
I've never met you, beloved. Mm-hmm. I've never met you.
You seem cool to me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so we got one guy who thinks he's cool. The other three of us, you know, quite frankly, have no opinion of you. We don't know you that well, but it doesn't sound like what you've been saying is all that bad. You were mean to your employees.
How many people do you know that are cool who get hit by buses regularly? Let's just ask that. Do you know?
That's not a cool person.
At a certain point, I would think the buses are aiming for you.
I have theorized that myself, Scott, that perhaps the buses are seeking me out.
But was there something else you were doing that made the bus want to hit you?
The first bus, I mean, I was in the middle of the street. That one was on me. The amphibious bus, I think that's on the amphibious bus.
Were you in the ocean or where, or in the river?
I was in the river.
You weren't one of those people that the pilot Sully Sullenberger's plane landed
Great
on that
movie.
River and you were swimming to
Great
shore.
Movie,
were you?
It's all in the air. There's no buses.
Although you wouldn't like his brothers, I'll tell you that much.
What's the story with his brothers?
I guess you're not a listener anyway. But what were you doing in the river there in order to get hit by this amphibious?
Oh, well, I was looking for home run baseballs. I thought maybe they had walked
Yankee
down
Stadium,
the East River
or?
From Yankee Stadium. And...
What year was this, and who was on the Yankees that was making you think that you could find some of these?
This was 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, shortly after 9/11, it was Yankees, Diamondbacks, and that was my man Derek Jeter.
Okay, so you're looking for Derek Jeter's baseballs. Mm-hmm. And suddenly this bus plows into you.
Plows into me out of nowhere. And I was in the middle of making a trade.
Yeah, so you're looking for baseballs in the middle of the river on the phone making a trade.
Yeah, that's right.
And in 2001, by the way, cell phones were still, they were like the flip phones.
It was a Razor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Brand new Razor. I was loaded at the time. It was a great year for me.
Okay. I keep pausing expecting you to fill in more detail, but should I not do that anymore? Should I just?
I mean, I keep thinking, hey, we're going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about other parts of my life, my family.
Well, hey, my kids. How is your business going now?
Business is booming.
And how are your kids going?
Business is booming. It's a family business. I'm bringing the kids into the business.
Okay.
They are loving selling water-resistant sheets, pillows, mattresses. The pillow business is booming, Scott.
Yeah, well, I would imagine, you know, the MyPillow guy, apparently his pillows are no longer sold at Bed Bath & Beyond. There's an opening there, maybe.
Yeah.
You could get in there, you know?
Yeah, it's great because MyPillows are available to everybody. His seem pretty Christian-focused.
Well, also, his are aimed at a singular consumer, MyPillow. Mm-hmm. No, what about our pillows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like market
Unity pillows.
I'll tell you what, I'm not sharing no pillows with Mr. Dash.
Wow.
Really? Sounds well, like you're always knows. Sleeping in separate beds and have never screwed.
Well, I'm a blood drooler.
What?
Oh, my God.
He literally drools blood because he has he took out his own wisdom teeth.
And they still haven't healed?
Not yet.
Yet.
Yeah, you can get dry sockets, too. That's tough.
Ooh. Yeah, but my sockets are very wet.
They're wet as hell, it sounds like. So, I mean, maybe there's a match here. Maybe, Bud Frankly, you could sell... You know, Mr. Dash here, one of your mattresses or your pillowcases, you know, and,
oh my
and there
God.
Wouldn't be a problem
Please.
Anymore.
Sounds money is
like
no
object. You guys could use the whole kit and caboodle.
Money's no object. My wife has a ton of it.
Why is money no object? Do you have
my wife. My wife has a ton
my
of
wife.
It.
My wife.
My wife.
My life, my life, my life.
My wife, my wife, my wife, my wife. And the sunshine.
Not a fan of that movie, Borat.
Really?
Well, because he's so distracting, you think, like, you're watching Borat walk down the street, a bus driver could go right off the road and hit somebody.
Just, being distracted by his antics.
Mm-hmm.
And were these all different bus drivers? It sounds like maybe someone, I'm not a doctor or an investigator.
Yeah, they had to be different bus drivers.
Different
they couldn't possibly be the same guy, could it?
I think it was the same guy. It's a good theory, and you're not an investigator, but I have spent years trying to get my investigation license to track this son of a bitch down.
What's preventing you from getting the license?
Well, you got to move to a certain state. I think Missouri is the easiest state to get your private investigator license, so I had to live there for 5 years.
But you still never got it?
I keep failing the test, Scott.
Okay, what's on the test? Like, what are some of the questions, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's a lot of, picture. They show you a picture, and then they show you a picture that looks almost identical, and you got to figure out what is the difference between the two.
This sounds like you're just reading Jack and Jill magazine before the test. Are you sure that this is part of the test?
This
Maybe
is
it's
the test.
The psych eval?
Yeah, this is the psych eval.
All right. Well, look, we need to take another break, if that's okay. Your
no,
story.
Why?
Well, you know, we need to give everyone a breather here for a second. Let everyone regroup. I want to get your thoughts together here, Bud Frankly, because it sounds like you were not here to talk about the bus accident.
No,
it
was not.
Sounds like the most interesting part of your life, if I may be honest, that you were hit by the same guy. I want to follow up on that on the other side of this break. We'll be right back with more Mr. and Mrs. Dash, more Mary Lynn Rice Cub, more Bud Frankly. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com.
please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here, and Mary Lynn Rice Cub, live at the Pandemic, February 2. People can get that on Vimeo at marylynnmarylynn.com. We also have Mr. and Mrs. Dash, a.k.a.
See, you did it again, Scott.
It's hard to say Mrs. Oh. and Mr. It's
why?
Because for
women
the entire time
first.
I've been alive, yeah, I know, people always say Mr. and Mrs., but you're right, we need to start retraining our mouths to say Mrs. and Mr., don't we?
Yes, try it.
Mrs.
Try
and
it.
Mr. Dash.
It's definitely possible. I had to retrain my mouth to speak completely after the bus accident.
How did you speak before?
Well, I'm from Queens. I had a thick Queens accent.
Yeah, because you sound like you're from the South.
Yeah, it's just how I retrained my mouth to speak, and now this
Did you have like a speech therapist that's from the South? We have various characters who are always from the South on this show, they're just.
So, I did. I got therapist after therapist. They were all Southern.
Oh, we'll have to have them on a future episode.
Some people from the South, Scott.
Yeah, that's what happens. But I want to follow up. Bud Frankly, you've been hit 5 times by a bus. Mm-hmm. You think it's the same driver. What leads you to believe that?
Well, a lot of taunting letters I get in the mail.
like from the Zodiac Killer or something? Like,
yeah, I'd thought nothing of it until it took me years to decode.
Thought nothing of it?
Yeah, I thought they were just gibberish. Someone was sending me wingdings or something like that. But no, it was code and it was taunting. And it was.
How did you crack the code? Did you get some sort of code breaker in there or a cryptologist?
Yeah, finally,
something?
I think he got frustrated because I was just I was blowing these things off and they weren't effective on me. And so finally,
he sent you the key?
Yeah, he sent me kind of the Rosetta Stone to figure these things out. And luckily, I saved some of these. I wish I hadn't solved them. They're pretty mean, Scott.
Oh, okay. What was some of the content therein?
Just about how I'm a failure as a man, a lover, a father.
Okay, as a lover, that leads me to believe that the culprit is maybe a former flame of yours?
Father?
Yeah, check that
maybe
out.
The mother of your children?
Mm, yeah, that was my
of your children?
Top suspect.
Mm. Yeah, who's the mother of your children?
Mother of my children. Oh, yeah, my ex. So I called her up. That was a big mistake.
What did she say?
Well, she wanted nothing to do with me. And she was like, lose my number.
Okay.
You freak.
Okay.
And then I'm hearing it from her. I mean, she made fun of me in a completely different way than this bus driver did.
Oh, really?
Well, my ex cannot drive a bus.
Okay. Interesting. So... And your ex has never taken any sort of class C license test or anything like that?
She has, yeah.
Why do you say she can't drive a bus then?
I mean, when I was in the car with her, she couldn't drive, Scott.
So you're just criticizing her driving. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, she couldn't drive to save her life. No way she's driving a bus.
What's her job, if you don't mind me asking?
She's works.
Does she work for the Department of Transportation?
She works for the Department of Transportation in some aspect.
Okay. That's where the checks come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've never asked her what she does for a living.
No,
I've never asked her.
I don't want to spend any more time on the phone with her. She's already taken enough of my money from the sheet business.
Were you guys married, or is she your ex-girlfriend, or was it a one-night stand? How do you not know anything about her?
Yeah, it was a one-night stand.
And okay.
And she's my ex-girlfriend. I mean, we were dating that one night. We had a
You see what I'm saying about me taking the pauses, expecting you to continue with more information? That's what I'm talking about right there. You just repeated back what I said and then stopped.
Right. Well, I keep assuming that you got follow-up questions.
There it is again. There it is again.
I don't even want to be talking about this bus accident.
Well, I mean, we're talking about your ex.
Yeah, we're talking about your love.
We're talking about my lover, my ex-lover, in as though she hit me by a bus.
How did you have multiple kids
if it was a one
with
night
a one
stand.
Night stand. I think she saved my semen somehow.
They be doing okay. that. They and do be doing that.
Yes.
Oh, please.
I've heard that.
Mr. Dash, your semen doesn't even work. Remember what the doctor told us?
Ooh.
You're shooting blanks.
Ouch. Listen. All right. He didn't say the word blanks.
What did he say?
He said they were negative. He said when I nut, they go even further up in me.
So they're reversed. They're,
is that they'll like kill anything inside?
Is that doctor, what? Yeah, medical doctor.
They are parasites.
Oh God. Oh, sounds horrible. Look, I have to say, Bud, frankly, I would really take a look at your ex as a perpetrator.
Because she has a bus license. And well, she doesn't like me.
Yeah, most crimes of passion are inflicted upon the victim by a loved one, or at least someone who's close to them. And the fact that you're receiving these...
That's good. I got to remember that for the next time I take the detective test. I'm writing that down.
It sounds like to me like you've never made it past the psych eval. So
I have not. I keep failing. That is the one speed bump. That is stopping me from
getting
that.
It's a major one. It's a major one. Yeah. Do you wish there were speed bumps, by the way, on Wall Street?
Oh, God, they need them. I keep lobbying every city I am in to install more speed bumps and more of those like rattling things that make a loud noise when you drive over them. On the side of the highway.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
That's when you on the side.
Yeah, you start drifting off. It starts going crackly, crackly.
The little bumps there that I see.
Yeah, little bumps.
Were you run over? By, what were the other three times? Were some of them in Missouri?
Two times were on my way to.
Two times
were in Missouri on my way to the detective test. Again, I was making a trade. That fifth time I was like, all right, I am done trading.
Okay, so that was the distraction you thought that was leading the bus to drive into you. So the fifth time, were you aware? Were you alert? Were you looking out for buses?
I thought I had been hit by so many buses that there is no way I am going to get hit. I thought I was bus-proof at that point, so I stood in the middle of the throughway and I stared at a bus and I said, bring it on.
Wow.
And... Did the buses stick around to help you, or did they drive off each time? Or
they drove off every time they drove away. Not once have they stopped. I think most of the time they don't even realize that they are hitting somebody.
Really?
I mean, they are just plowing over me.
Have you heard the driver make any remarks as they continued on or anything like that?
Fuck you. You were a huge mistake. Stuff like that.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Dash, Mary Lynn, I got to think this is the ex.
It definitely sounds like the ex, but the more I'm hearing these stories, the more remarkable that you're able to not die. I mean, I don't mean to say it like that, but.
I mean, maybe you're immortal. Have you ever thought about that?
Might be.
I have. If I wasn't in such horrific pain all the time.
Well, just because you are in pain doesn't mean you're not immortal. It just means you're not dying.
Yeah, I could be. I could live forever, like the movie Highlander, which I loved.
Really? No buses in that, right?
No buses. I like the stuff in the past.
Right, yeah. Once it gets to the modern day and
once
the parking
it gets to
garage
the modern
and all
day,
that.
I'm like, this is starting to lose me a little bit. But yeah, the stuff with the castles and stuff.
What do you think
no
of that
buses?
Third Ninja Turtles movie where they travel back to feudal Japan?
Oh, that's my favorite of all the Ninja Turtles movies.
Yeah,
they're in the
otherwise,
samurai
there's
suits.
Like, there's these manholes and buses and pizza delivery cars.
And, you know, where were they? Where were they when I got hit by a bus?
Who, the pizza delivery cars?
Manholes?
Yeah, or the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay. Oh. I wonder why that was the last thing we thought of.
Where
Marilyn
were the
was
Ninja
thinking
Turtles
you could have plunged down into the manhole. I was thinking the pizza delivery car could have run over to help you. But you were thinking of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, they're fake.
Quick question. Is any Ninja Turtles movie watchable?
Finally, for 2021, we are back on the subject of the Ninja Turtles movies. It is not relegated to our spinoff show. We have to stop talking TMNT on CBB. Are they watchable? You'll have to listen to that show to find out, Mary Lynn, although I would love to have you on it if we ever do another episode.
Is this a real show?
This is a real show where we talk about the turtles.
I apologize that I haven't listened to it already, Scott.
That's quite all right. Well, we'll get on a text chain. We'll get on the same page. Okay. Don't you worry about it.
I want in.
You got to get on the same page.
Go on. Yeah, go on in.
I said I want in on the text chain.
Oh, you want in on the text chain?
Yeah.
Just watch out where you're texting. It can be very distracting if you're walking around texting. You're just asking to get hit
by
a bus.
You will not be on the text chain, but if we can get Mrs. Dash, we can have a text chain orgy. But
that's right. Two and two, just like Chuck Woolery.
If we got his bus driving ex on the text chain, then we could get a big orgy popping.
And we could find out where he's at all times and make sure that he gets run over. Or maybe, I mean, I don't want that. I do believe you're immortal, but yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
Have you ever tried to test that theory?
I have tried to kill myself, yes. and I have failed, but I think it was more... my ineptitude.
Your own ineptitude at how did you go about it? And by the way, if anyone is hearing this and is triggered by this, call that number that Logic had on his t-shirt on the MTV Awards. I forget what it is.
Watch that video that actor posted who I really like. It's pretty powerful.
Which actor? You're a movie critic.
Gal Gadot? Imagine?
The guy from Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
really
wait, his Christmas
actor.
Day video? Oh, no.
Yeah. He put up a pretty powerful video that, like, if you're like upset and feeling, save my life. I mean, talk me out of some stuff.
So Kevin Spacey saved your life.
Kevin Spacey saved my life.
Wow. Well,
yeah. So watch that video. It is inspiring.
So, Bud, you got to take care of yourself. I mean, you say that you're a business owner, and I know you're a mattress salesman. And look, honestly, I could have talked to you just about your mattresses for a while. But really, you are a bus accident survivor. That is the main thing about you. And I think you will be continuing to survive bus accidents as long as your ex stays on the loose.
Yeah, if it is her, and I don't want to start any litigation or point fingers in the wrong direction because I don't have any evidence. And again, I am not a detective.
You have a lot of evidence. You have all of those letters that were written by her.
I do have the letters and the code breaking ring that she sent me to crack these things. Yes, it is a ring. And yes, it does
look like...
Like you
would get in a cereal box?
Mm-hmm.
What's it look like?
It resembles our wedding ring that I gave her after our one night stand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we only have one final feature on the show, and it's a little something called plugs.
Whoa! I wanna give a plug. One that ends real quick.
Oh, wow. That ends really quick. Thanks for that. That was I Want a New Plug by Chuck Noblet. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Thank you, Chuck Noblet or Noblet. And if you have a plugs theme, send it on in. You can be played on this show. All right. What are we plugging, Mary Lynn? Obviously, live at the pandemic starting February 2nd, people can pay for this on Vimeo. How much are we talking? What's MRP?
I don't know.
MSRP.
MSRP, I think it's around $5.99.
Whoa, that's a steal at twice the price.
That's doable. It might be
$8. Yeah, $11.98. That would be a steal still.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Incredible.
Check it out.
Anything else going on with you that you want to talk about?
I started TikTok as a middle-aged woman. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your TikTok handle?
That's my full name, Mary Lynn Ricecub.
Mary Lynn Ricecub. And of course, that is spelled RAJSKUB.
TikTok is fun, I have to admit.
Hey, you didn't have to, but I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
Mrs. and Mr. Dash, what are we plugging here? Anything out there?
Thank you, Scott. Just season your food. and that's the big one. Let's say it's season your food. And that's all I've got. It's a program on the weekends. Late at night that bleeds into Sunday.
Sunday. I know the program Sunday you're talking morning. About. It's mainly a Sunday morning program.
Primarily, yes.
But they call it something misleading, don't they?
It's very misleading, and I've been making it my personal mission to have that name changed.
It's so sneaky. It should be called Sunday Morning Live, but instead they call it Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, which is so interesting. Right. It truly does bleed into Sunday. But
when does that come back?
It comes back very soon. This week, Saturday, This Saturday, in fact.
This Saturday. So, episode is January. Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, so January 30th?
That feels right. That feels
well, hey,
right.
I wouldn't expect you to know. You're not on the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a fan. So, yes, January 30th. Yes, January 30th. I just
Oh, who's the host? Have they announced that? Or
They haven't announced. I've heard it.
But you can tell us.
I'll tell you guys. By the time this comes out, surely that news will
Surely they'll have announced it. Who is it?
Surely, you know, it's an actor.
He's Kevin white. Spacey?
Kevin Spacey is hosting. Oh,
rolling off of that, all of the acclaim from his Christmas
video. I
gotta
check that out.
Might save a life tonight. Mr. Dash, anything you want to promote?
Oh, tons. I want to plug the news. Watch the 10 o'clock news.
Okay.
I'm going to be on there. I saw the whole thing. Whoa. And before that, on Tuesday, February 16th, you can watch The Kenan Show, starring Kenan Thompson on NBC.
Whoa.
At 8 p.m.
The National Broadcasting Company. And you're interested in that show?
Ooh, yeah. I'm interested. Okay. I'm a big fan of Kenan. And you can also, I like these podcasts I listen to. I like one called The Flagrant Ones, hosted by Sean Clemens and Hayes Davenport of Hollywood Handbook fame.
Oh, yeah. They left the network. Did they ever drop the act?
I still don't know.
Okay.
And Carl Tart is on that. He also has a show where he calls his cousin. And they just have a nice little phone conversation.
All right. Where can people get this?
On Patreon.com.
Patreon.com. Just any specific Patreon.com or
/ the flagrant ones.
Okay, there we go. Bud Frakely, what do you want to plug?
Well, I love for people to check out my movie review blog. It's busaccidentvictim.com.
Oh, wow. So you got busaccidentvictim.com.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could get.
Every other website name was taken. Yeah. We finally have got there where every other name was taken.
Yeah, it's all I could get. I don't want to be known as the bus accident guy, but that was all that was available.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm lobbying Rotten Tomatoes. You know, jury's still out. Also, I've been checking out.
Sounds like they're not out, that they've returned and they've said no.
Yeah, they've said no. And I said, well, maybe we should deliberate again. And
it's usually not how it happens with juries. Usually the verdict is final.
Again,
unless
I failed
an appeal.
The detective test.
Yeah, no. I mean, you didn't even get to the detective test is how I would put it.
Yeah, and that's a failure of sorts.
Sure, of course. So what are you plugging? I can't even remember now.
Well, the podcast Action Boys on Patreon. You can check it out at actionboys.biz.
Aren't they a competitor of yours where they review movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're a big competitor of mine. Go to them. Listen for yourself and make up your own mind.
Sure, yeah.
Decide which one's better.
Okay, great. I want to plug, you know, hey, it's coming up on February 14th. Always a good time to watch Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day special over there on Netflix. The Valentine's special that we made a couple years back, Me and the Lonely Island, with great people in it. Andy Samberg, Maya Rudolph, Sarah Silverman, so many great people in it. Check that out. Would love to, even though it will never happen, would love to do another one. All right, we're going to close up the bag, but before we do that, we've been sent another remix. This is by Human Neighbor. Let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little eye mist. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the plug bag. Open it up. Open up the plug bag. Make sure it's not closed. Open up the plug bag. Make sure you got oxygen. And don't mess around with it. Yeah. Make sure you don't mess around. Don't mess around. You make sure you don't mess around. Don't mess around. Don't mess around. Open it up. Don't mess around. Don't mess around. Don't mess around.
Open that shit.
Oh, so good. Thank you to Human Neighbor for that remix. Which one do you like best? I think we've played three remixes at this point. I'm not sure if we have any more, but if you have a remix, send it to us, and we'd love to hear you. It's growing on me. I don't know what you guys thought of it, but we have a new one every year, and that one's growing on me. It seems long,
though. I feel
like
they could make it a little longer.
Yeah, it's, like, one of their instructions was to be shorter than the previous year, which I think they did, but it still is long.
Add a verse.
Sure, why not? A bridge. You should be a songwriter.
That's a great idea.
Let's hear a little something. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, I have to pull for my life, and I don't want to...
Write what you know.
Right. So it'll probably be about movie reviews and stuff like that.
Okay, I don't know that I've ever heard a song about movie reviews, so I think it's uncharted territory.
Yeah, it'd probably be about movie reviews... Pissing on sheets, stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. If you can tackle both of those subjects in one song, I think you got something. I think it's a hit. So thanks to you, Bud Frakely, and Mary Lynn, always great to see you. Thank you so much for taking time for the show. And I hope that you decorate that wall behind you and the rest of your house.
Thank you.
At some point. Please, let's get on that text chain. And
I want in.
Yeah, he wants in. Mr. Dash, thanks for coming on the show. And you've gotten back in the car, it looks like.
Yep, I'm out of here.
Oh, no. Mrs. Dash, are you
going to go? Babe, you need to wait for me. Gal Gadot. Babe, you're my ride.
Gal Gadot. Oh,
no. He's starting it up, isn't he?
He is starting it up.
No. Gal Gadot.
Oh, no. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.